This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Hey. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Frank's with us. Kathy is calling in. Kathy, welcome. You've got a question for Frank?
Yeah, good morning, Vincent. Frank, how are you both?
Okay. It was so nice to be on. Today's been one of those days for dreams to come true. Dr. Sheely and you, listen to your class on Thursday about the animals, and I'm saying, my cat did that a couple of times, and I know. So thank you for being there and helping us. I've used so many little tricks that you've said on our classes. Sometimes I run to Mrs. Pacheco and says, look, Kathy said we could do this and that and that and that. So thank you for being part of our class. So those dreams come true today, Vince.
Yeah. So, Kathy, you have a question?
I do, and I do listen to a lot of your advice, both you and Frank. Okay, Frank, I listened to you last week, and I believe you said that with the self-cleaning stove, my question is, I've heard that you shouldn't use the self-clean feature because of the heat, how high it gets, it can damage the stove. Is that correct? I've never done it. I've just always cleaned it myself.
You're partly true. Unfortunately, it is very high heat, and one of the things that gets damaged the most is the trays, the actual metal trays. And it is recommended, if you read the instruction how to use self-cleaning, to remove the trays because they literally get black. The point that I was trying to make is not so much using or not using. It's one of those things where obviously elbow grease will be that much cheaper than putting your self-cleaning oven for an hour, 2 hours sometimes. But the point that I wanted to make for our class there is manufacturers, when they make a self-cleaning stove, they've got to make that to withstand that very high temperature. So what you get at the end is a much better stove because the insulation is greater, keeps the heat in much longer. You get a very even cooking. So that was my aim. And believe it or not, Vince and Kathy, it doesn't take very long for the self-cleaning mechanism to break down. I mean, there's a lot of gears, a lot of safety components there, and I'm forever doing dismantling and saying, okay, time for you to use your hobby and have some elbow grease clean the stove. But so that was the point that I was trying to make, Kathy, is that it's a much better built stove for being a self-cleaner. Not continuous cleaning. Continuous cleaning, they still use the low temperature. But self-cleaning, because they have to go up to 900 degrees Fahrenheit, they need to be that much well insulated.
Okay.
Does that kind of answer your question?
Yes, and I actually got that point, which made a lot of sense, that it would be built better. So my instinct tells me, I could be wrong, but my instinct tells me that I'll just clean it by hand because it just seems so high. And maybe it's fine, but I wanted to ask you about that. And then you also said something about putting foil. Did you say you needed to get foil sheets and put it on the bottom rack or at the very bottom of the oven?
I'm so glad you brought that question up, because foil is good and it is bad. And sometimes in our classes, we seem to get so excited and go from one topic to another. But if I have a little bit of time, let me explain the concept of foiling. Okay, what I was trying to say, let's start with the oven. One of the reasons why surface elements, the oven elements, go bad is because when you're cooking something and it tends to drip off the tray that you're cooking, and that cold liquid falls on that element and it gives it a bit of a shock. So now you start creating what we call these hot spots, which is really weak spots. And before you know it, you're going to have the greatest beautiful fireworks in your oven that you can ever imagine. I never seen one, Kathy. I've heard quite a bit how people feel so scared when this thing does blow up. It's like a firecracker, a big firecracker. So my point is, if you what I'm saying is, get a foil tray that is as big as the bottom part of the oven that you can put on the last rack, not below the element, but above that element, so that it can capture any liquid that falls it down from your cooking tray, whatever it is that you're cooking. So that was my point there, is to stop that liquid from flowing over and hitting the hot element. The ones on top is very funny. There are foil trays that you can put underneath. Most people don't want to spend that extra little bit of money to buy those. And it becomes a bit of, should I say, a little bit of laziness. You don't want to clean the parts between the elements, so you end up getting these little couplets below the elements. But what some people do is they say, oh, I have alkan foil on my drawer here, I'll just use it. And so they line the alkan foil, to that bottom plate. But they forget something so important, Vince, and it's so hard when you see that. They forget to see that there is an element that goes in there, and that element has a little bit of a channel, and they will just kind of force the alkan foil through the element socket, and bang, goes a short. There goes maybe $100-$150 that job, because you've just destroyed the control mechanism. So if you are wanting to use alkan foil, there are specific alkan foil trays that you can put underneath the elements to make it easier and cleaning. But you know something? It's from my perspective, taking those elements in and out to clean the bottom of your stove is such a great exercise. First, you get to see how the points on the elements are. If they're starting to get black, hey, maybe get a sandpaper and start cleaning them up, and give yourself another 2 or 3 years out of that element. It gives you a chance to look and see how bad things are underneath it. So it's an all win-win-win situation, and you can put these plates on the dishwasher, and it'll come as clean as possible as they can possibly be. So a little bit of laziness with top elements, putting alkan foil underneath, is not my recommendation.
Frank, when you mentioned the aluminum foil in the oven, and we're talking about an electric oven now.
Yeah, electric oven, yes, for sure. Yeah. We have to confirm that. It is an electric oven, yes.
When you put the aluminum foil, do you need to be careful that you allow for circulation of the heat rather than insulating the heat from preventing the heat from circulating throughout the whole oven? What I'm saying is you can't cover the whole rack. You have to allow some room for around the sides and the back and front, so that the heat can evenly heat whatever you're trying to cook, right?
And it's not even putting like aluminum foil in it. It's actually buying aluminum trays. Okay, like trays that are almost as big as the oven, but still leaving air to space. So all you want to do is, basically, all you want to do is have an aluminum tray, not aluminum foil, underneath whatever you're cooking on top of it, okay, so that the liquid doesn't spill into the element. Depending what you're cooking, what you're using for baking, and so on and so forth. So it's not aluminum foil per se and put it underneath and do all sorts of stuff. There's an actual aluminum tray that you can buy at a dollar store, get five for. That's the point. And thanks for clarifying that, Vince.
And one other point of clarification. When you talk about the elements on the stove cooktop, those round elements, they're dishes.
Yeah, round elements.
There are aluminum dishes underneath there. What is your thought about that? Aluminum, don't put aluminum on there. Buy the inserts that fit those aluminum dishes so you can put the inserts in the dishwasher. What were your thoughts on that?
Well, my thoughts on that is that I would not use them. I would prefer that you literally took the elements out and clean the bottom plates instead of just simply sliding these aluminum trays underneath. And I would say a little bit of laziness in a certain extent, because you put these on, they get dirty, you take them off, and you put them out and put them in the garbage. The point is here, by you just simply doing that, you're not having to remove the element from its socket. And by not removing the element from its socket, because they're kind of go in and out into electric socket. That's how they're connections. But as you're doing that, you have a little bit of an inspection. You see how those contacts at the end are. If they're dirty, okay, it means that there's been a bit of dirt inside the connection and the element. It's time to do a little bit of cleaning up with a sandpaper and make sure they're back to a nice bright metal kind of color. So that's, but if you do want to use aluminum, I'd recommend that then you do buy the plates. It's kind of a thing, because some people say, oh, I have aluminum thing in my drawer here. I am just going to line my plates with this aluminum. However, what they forget is that when they're putting back the element, sometimes they will catch a bit of that aluminum tray, and aluminum is conductive, and they could actually short the control on top. Did that make any sense to you?
Yeah, absolutely. Kathy, back to you.
Well, and that's, so you're talking with the foil. You're talking electric stove. I have a propane stove.
So you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah. Okay.
But if you have a propane stove completely, the element procedure kind of flies off the window. This is mostly for electric stoves with electric elements on the bottom. What you do want to know for your propane stove is save yourself the igniter by making sure that your husband is on time for dinner, and don't keep it that thing going on to a warm cycle, because that's the greatest culprit of igniters going on electric stoves. It's 3 o'clock. I've done my cooking, and I'm going to keep this nice and warm until my husband comes in for dinner.
Yeah, that's a really, really good point. We don't do any of that. Kathy, do you have a keep warm cycle that you use? We don't do that.
No, but after listening to...
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Frank's with us. Kathy's with us. Kathy, back to you.
Oh, Vince, is it okay if I ask a couple more questions?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I'm having so much fun that I can actually start talking to you, please.
Okay, Frank and Vince, because Vince, I know you have a propane stove and oven also. Mm-hmm. Is there anything I can do to prolong the life of it? I don't use my oven that often because I have a convection oven that is a small one that I have in another room that I use as much as I can. The only time I use it is if I can't get the cookie sheet or the baking pan in the oven. So that's one question. And then Frank and or Vince, my other question is, I do have a microwave. I don't really use my microwave that much, but it has a self-cleaning feature on the microwave. And is that okay to use that? Or what's the best way to clean it without damaging that finish inside of it if I don't use the self-clean?
Okay. Do you want to start or do you want me to go? Then?
No, Frank, you go, please.
For a gas stove, Kathy, they're one of the best appliances you can buy. They if you are lucky enough to have propane or gas in the house, and natural gas even better, but some of us up in the country where I live, we have no choice but to use propane. I mean, propane stoves can come in so handy. Sometimes when we lose our power, I personally don't have a generator, believe it or not, because I live right in one of the towns. But gas stove comes on and it keeps me reasonably warm. I have a couple of other propane fireplaces, but let's not go there. Gas stoves they can last a long, long time. The two things that really can go wrong with a gas stove is the spark modules, and that is when you open an element on top and it goes click, 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 click. And those, believe it or not, only have a lifespan. But even then, that's not a big deal for elements on top, because you can always refer back to what we call the barbecue lighter. So learn, and what most people don't know or never really learn is, where is this ignition point for that element to ignite? So because you've got to give it a little bit of gas, and then you got to bring the sparker on, and sometimes the sparker mechanism starts to work before you even introduce gas to the thing. So start to learn where that fine point is between gas coming in and the ignition spark module start, because you can go tick, 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 and you realize, oh, it's not coming on, so you turn that thing a little bit more. Oh, there it goes. So that's one of the things that I change quite a bit of is, and for our class, they're not hard. I totally recommend, if your spark module goes, which is a little board on the back, very easy to change. So make sure that you're aware of that. The other one is definitely, I do two or three a week, Kathy, and that is igniters. they just don't seem to do what the manufacturers, well, they don't seem to last. And my thinking is they've got to come on and off, on and off, on and off to keep food warm. And then, of course, they wear down. And what happens, they produce little cracks in the ceramic kind of material, and then they don't get hot enough. Like between the class, to know how good your igniter is, your propane stove should, the actual burner should start within a minute. If it's taking 2-3 minutes for it to actually ignite, it means what we say, your igniter is getting weak. So again, it's not a major job to change it. With a bit of common sense, the right component, it's really two screws and a plug-in if you get the right igniter for it. Okay, so that's how you can increase the lifespan. The unfortunate is when that igniter goes on the oven, there's nothing you can do. You can't put a barbecue lighter to it. The other thing that you could do a little bit more intense is to, every now and then, when you're cleaning your oven, don't be afraid to go down deep to the burner part of the oven and see that it is actually burning properly. There's a lot of these burners that are only using.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.
USA News. news update. Google is suspending its Gemini AI image generation platform after there were reports that it failed to respond accurately to user inputs. The decision made Thursday. The Verge released several screenshots earlier showcasing instances where the AI program generated historically inaccurate images. In one of them, a request for a 1943 German soldier produced images of people of color wearing Nazi uniforms. Volkswagen is recalling 260,000 cars due to a fire risk.
The recall affects Volkswagen Golf, Golf GTI, Golf Sportwagon, Jetta, and Audi A3 models that were produced between 2015 and 2020. The compact cars in the U.S. might experience a fuel leak from a pump inside the gas tank. As of now, no fires have been reported.
USA's John Schaefer. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Flash.
Take
God, you're
take my. When you go to the season, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Couple quick comments about Kathy's question. I think it's a great question. I think Frank's got some great answers. Here's what I know, class. I know from automotive experience that a spark plug wears out. And as a spark plug wears out, the gap gets larger and larger and larger because the metal between the center electrode and the ground electrode wears away with each spark. So you might start out with, let's say, 0.004 of a spark plug gap, and after maybe 20,000 miles, you might be at 0.045 of a inch gap. Now, what happens is, as the gap gets bigger, the ignition coil has to work harder and actually heats up more. It gets hotter, trying to provide the extra voltage to jump that extra 0.005 of an inch gap. So the larger the gap, the harder it has to work, and the more corroded or more contaminated the spark plug electrodes are, the harder it is for the coil to fire through the contamination on the end of the spark plug. If we translate that into a gas stove, whether it be natural gas or propane, same thing. So if you have a dirty burner element and the spark is jumping between the ignition point to the burner element to ignite the gas, if the burner is dirty, that element, that spark has to work harder. The coil gets hotter and probably wears out faster. Frank, is that correct?
You're absolutely correct. And it's, you know, in my mind, it's knowing your product, knowing the gas stove that you have in front of you while it's working properly, and put it in your mind is one of the beautiful ways of solving the problems later on. A good example, Vince, as you're saying, if you go and turn on an element on your gas stove, you'll see that there's a bit of a flame right beside that igniter. If you look when you're starting that gas stove and you see how that igniter is just jumping right to around an area that's been designed for it to do that. Now, what happens, and I feel sorry for people that love to clean the stove to a certain extent, because what they will do, they'll take some of this mechanical white powder stuff and they put it in the cloth, like I think it's bar something, and they'll go around that that element part of the stove and they'll clean and it'll be nice and shiny. The problem is they have just covered all the most important holes that make a top element work properly. So it's not sparking. Okay, try it on. See, because one, as you said, Vince, one of the things could be is the little hole where the spark is designed to go to is probably blocked up. So you're going to go spark, 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 and then, of course, as the gas comes out and builds around the atom, it's going to come on. But you've now, as I said, there's a certain amount of life to these spark modules for some reason or another. You've just got rid of a certain amount, which basically means you're dechaining that spark module more often. Yeah, so, yeah, very
Kathy,
much like a spark plug in a car.
Yeah, Kathy, your thoughts?
Okay, so the little, you know, with my burners on the top, I have an older Frigidaire. It's 20-plus years old, but I like it. It's got the heavy grates, and it's been a very nice stove. But there's like a black metal disc that's under the plate of the burner. You know, like there's a disc, and then there's a little slot of another piece. Now, do those get plugged? Is that smart to put those like in the dishwasher? And so if there's any grease or crumbs, I mean, I could brush them out or, you know, use hot soapy water, but is that good to do that? And if it is, how often?
Well, you can make a decision, Kathy, by putting the burner on and seeing, as long as all the ports are having the right kind of flame, like a nice little blue flame around all of them, then mm-hmm. you probably don't need to clean anything. But if
okay.
you see that some ports are producing more flame than another ports and some ports are not, then it is time to clean them. Putting in the microwave is a good, pardon me, toothpicks.
When you say,
being a sewing lady, you would have a beautiful needle that could be used quite nicely to poke away at those little ports on those elements on top.
Frank, I believe you said
then,
microwave. You meant dishwasher?
Sorry?
I believe you said the word.
I didn't say microwave. No, I meant dishwasher.
Okay, very good.
It's in my mind.
Very good.
Sorry.
And what I do is that I take the burner elements for a gas stove and put them in the dishwasher, but not very often. Most of the time I'll take a little scrub brush, like a fingernail type scrub brush, and put some dishwashing liquid like Dawn or Palmolive on that, and I'll, you know, wet it with warm water, and I'll scrub it with nylon bristles, not to not abrade and wear out the disc, because the smaller that disc gets, that burner element disc, the smaller it gets, the harder that spark is going to have to jump, the farther it has to jump, which will wear out the coil. So, and dishwashing detergent is really caustic. And aluminum is really susceptible to being corroded and wearing out because of, you know, caustic substances. So that's why I use the Palmolive or the Dawn dishwashing liquid first and then rinse it really, really well because I don't want to make that disc any smaller. Whether we're talking about a thousandth of an inch or two thousandths of an inch, I don't want to make it any smaller because the spark will have to jump farther. But what you said is absolutely correct in what I've experienced, and that is look at the flame. If the flame around the burner is not perfectly if it's not the same all the way around the burner, if you got some yellow spots, you got some dropouts, then you need to clean it. And Kathy, you mentioned the use the avoidance of the use of your oven in favor of use of a convection oven. I've done some a little bit of research and put a pencil to paper. It is less expensive to use electricity right now for most of us that don't have real high electric per kilowatt costs. Like, you know, if you live in most of the states of the country, not California, not New York, but if your electric costs are reasonable, you know, somewhere around 10 cents a kilowatt, 11 cents a kilowatt, you are better off using a smaller convection oven cavity than a larger propane oven cavity, because there's less energy needed to heat a smaller cavity. So if you've got a small job to cook, use the convection oven. That's exactly what we do, Kathy and Frank.
Yeah. No, that's what Mrs. Pacheco 2 years ago bought, a small toaster, convection little oven that we put on the side, and for the two of us, it's absolutely perfect, unless we have in family, and then we go back to the, you know. And those convection toaster kind of ovens on that one can buy now are overtaking microwaves, and today being the story of microwaves. Microwaves obviously were very popular, are very popular. I think they say that 90% of homes around the world or around Canada and United States have a microwave oven. And I haven't forgotten your second question, Kathy, and that is, should you be cleaning? You know, I have nothing against using the equipment to clean. It's been designed, okay? The only thing that I have to say, both in a self-cleaning oven, and I told you why the self-cleaning oven I would like, not so much because of its self-cleaning feature, but because it's better. The same thing goes for a microwave, Kathy. You know, they're designed for that. You are going to be spending, this is what you got to do. Look at the label and on your microwave and see how many amps it's using. Take a, next time you're doing a self-cleaning oven, take a, this is mathematics, but very easy math, isn't that right, Vince? Take how long it takes for you to do, multiply that times the voltage times so for an hour, and then you can see how much it's costing you to self-clean that microwave. Personally, myself and Mrs. Pacheco, which we love to play around with little things, we use a tray when we're cooking to make sure that the splatter doesn't go all over the place. So the number of times that we have to clean our microwave is pretty. I don't think we've done it for a year. However, when we do clean it, and it's my job, I'm becoming the hydro ceramic technician. Here is for our class. When you're cleaning your microwave oven by elbow grease, by hand, there's a number of things that I want you to be aware of that can totally destroy a microwave. Is as you're cleaning, look for little rust spots. Look for little spots where the paint has started to deteriorate, because those will be the spots that will get more hot as you're using your microwave and totally destroy what we call the magnetron. So here's that. That's a nice golden nugget, I guess, golden nugget. If you're going to clean your microwave oven, be aware. There's a little bit of rust spot in there. And there's paint that you can buy in Amazon, a hardware store, that you can just paint over that little bit of rust to stop the magnetron from heating it up and destroying it.
Do you also do that
to your microwave oven, Vince?
Well, we don't have any. We don't use it all the time, but ours is. I clean it very carefully with just a little bit of dishwashing detergent on a dishcloth,
mm-hmm.
and I take out the rotating carousel, which is a Pyrex round tray that spins, and I make sure that any crumbs that might be in there. I use the microwave oven for storing bread for the dogs, kind of like it keeps the dust off it and you know, those kinds of things. And,
yeah.
And so little crumbs can get under the Pyrex carousel tray, and then it would be like speed bumps, you know, for the little rollers. Now that's rough on the motor that drives the carousel. So a couple things. One, I make sure that I clean with a damp dish rag, and then I rinse it with a damp dish rag. No, I don't pour water in there. Then make sure no water goes in the motor shaft that drives the carousel tray. And I make sure that I wash and clean around the door gasket or the door, because 100% of microwave ovens leak. 100%. I don't care what the manufacturer says, they all leak. So that means you're putting microwave radiation into your house, your kitchen.
That's right.
The closer you are, the more dangerous it is. Now, here's the point. You can cook. Let's say you have a microwave oven that has a 0 to 100, and you can set the intensity level, the power level, from 0 to 100. They don't really have that, but let's say they did. You could cook a hot dog and set it to 100 maximum power. You can cook a hot dog in a minute. Okay, or you could set it to power level 1, which is the lowest power level, and cook it in 100 minutes. All right? That's simple arithmetic. The point is, if they leak, they leak out mostly out the door. So if you've got breadcrumbs or peanut butter or spaghetti sauce or whatever it is around that door, and that door doesn't seal really well, it's leaking microwaves right where you are. You're cooking yourself, your cat, your dog, everything in the microwave and outside. You got to make sure that nobody slams the door ever, and you've got to make sure that there's no food particles keeping that door from sealing properly.
Dr. Wallach says we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. to your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, not to be too graphic, but you have a little bit of peanut butter. Just a speck of peanut butter. You know, the amount, the depth of a crumb between the door, the plastic door or the metal door of your microwave oven and the microwave cavity, just the amount of a crumb will cause that thing to leak microwaves into your kitchen. And here's how dangerous microwaves are. They're so dangerous that the military has microwave weapons. They can focus a high-powered microwave signal such that it will kill somebody at the speed of light, way faster than a rocket, way faster than a missile, way faster than hypersonic. This microwaves travel at 186,000 miles per second. 186,000 miles per second. That's the speed of light. So these are extremely, extremely dangerous. As a matter of fact, I was reading at a gun show many decades ago. One of those books, you know, they have these books on how to do all kinds of things. And this book said you could take a, and I'm not going to tell you how to do it, but you could take a microwave oven and you could make a weapon where you could write your name in your neighbor's lawn. You could say, you know, a big jerk lives here. I mean, if you hated your neighbor, you could do that and burn, well, you could burn his lawn with a microwave oven. Now, I'm not going to tell you how to do it. I've never done it. I don't want to do it. But what I'm saying is that's how dangerous these things are. Okay? Frank?
yeah, you're absolutely right. Microwaves are dangerous. But we have no choice. Well, we do have a choice. They're in 90% of the homes. So it's better to be educated on them and use them properly than not. Is that right, Vince? So, which basically means cleaning that door. Vince is absolutely right. The sound of those microwaves can escape through the door mechanism. Just it's a little bit for you to understand the microwave itself. If you open the door of your microwave and there's a mesh lining, like a steel mesh, and you see these little holes that you can actually see through, there's a very good reason why that mesh liner isn't there and the size of the hole, because the microwaves that are produced by the magnetron are just a little bit larger than those little holes in the front plate of that microwave. So if you were curious what the microwave looks like or how big it is, that is stopping the microwave from coming through the glass and so on and so forth. And when you take a microwave apart, like to fix doors, and there's so much barriers in there, which makes it safe. And of course, the three switches, which makes it even safer. But what Vince is saying is absolutely correct. But the other thing, see, the microwave needs the moisture in food to absorb it, to make it actually work, because a microwave basically works on the principle of agitating water molecule. So very much like when you kind of rub your hands together at a very, very high speed, 2.4, something like that, megahertz or gigahertz, and that agitates the food in your microwave and makes it work. So one of the craziest things, and here is education will help you deal with the microwave, is if you're doing popcorn in a microwave, that's where a lot of fires occur. Why? Popcorn doesn't have much moisture. So don't be afraid to put a glass, but maybe a cup of water in the back where you're doing that doing the popcorn, so that water itself can absorb some of that microwave and stop it from coming out or trying to come out. So that's a beautiful thing. A lot of things that I do in my microwave, I have some sort of a cup, a microwave safe cup, which then says, what is a microwave safe cup? If you put a cup of water in a microwave for 3 minutes, which is the average time that it takes for water to boil in a microwave, depending on the portion, on the size. If you take that cup off and it's hot, that is not microwave cup. So here's a nice, beautiful golden, if you wanted to test and see which is microwave safe or not. But putting water in a microwave when you're doing something that doesn't have much moisture is a great way to keep that microwave within the microwave. Now, before, I know it's almost 12 o'clock here because I'm looking at my watch on my wall, but I love the one where you put your phone, but don't put your phone on, just put your phone inside. That's something that Bertrand and you guys discussed one time when I was still a student, and said, wow, never thought of that. But just to see that microwaves could lead to a certain extent is put even your house phone. Okay, put your cordless house phone inside a microwave and then call yourself from that. Hopefully you have another number. I have my business number, which I was able to do that. You'd be surprised at the thing actually rings inside the microwave.
Make sure you unplug it. Make sure I unplug the microwave oven because you can blow up your phone. But, Frank, thank you so much. Kathy, thank you so much. Let's talk more about microwave ovens next week, Frank.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.